Hailing frequencies are open, and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we just finished Jason's epic Superman the Bronze Age lesson. And so we're back to talk more Bronze Age comic books. Hooray.
Yes, these are all comic books that were published before the year 2001.
The year
1970 to 1985. Yes. All right. So I thought it would be interesting. We talked a lot about Superman in the Bronze Age, and I thought it'd be interesting to talk about some of his competitors. And I found this amazing list on CBR.com written by Trevor Gibbs.
We'll link it. I always link the articles that we reference in the show notes.
That was published this year. And he is talking about the Bronze Age of comics and some of basically the pricier comics, like the most valuable comics.
Because the Bronze Age is maybe the Dark Age, but the Bronze Age is the last era of comic books where they didn't print a million copies of everything. And so,
well, they did, but people didn't keep them.
That's right. Or they weren't as well kept. So you can invest in Bronze Age comics if you are looking
yes
for an investment opportunity.
But I think that's a fair estimate. There are some modern age comics that are worth stuff. But
there are Walking Dead number one.
But the big deals, the whales, the white whales, as they call them, are all in the Bronze Age. So
I agree.
I thought we'd go through this list, talk about it, because some of them surprise me and some of them are very interesting. And I'll tell you, and I thought it'd be a fun game for you to guess how much they sold for.
Oh, boy. At like a heritage auction or something?
I don't know.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever.
I don't know. Wherever they last sold.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Number 10 is a comic book character that I think a lot of people forget about or a lot of people don't talk about. And, you know, the character is not talked about that lot, but also the creator is problematic. And that's Cerebus, number one, the first appearance of Cerebus, probably one of the most famous independent comic books of all time. And until recently, the longest running independent comic book of all time until Spawn beat it at 300 issues.
Yeah.
So this happened in 1977. Cerebrus the Aardvark was the name of the title. What do you think this first issue sold for, Ashley? And does this surprise you?
Can you tell me, is it higher or lower than $1,000?
Higher.
Okay. This does and does not surprise me because Cerebus is a legendary indie comic book. But indies and in the power, the staying power of indies is always very interesting and whether or not people are willing to invest in them or not. I'm going to say $13,000.
You're a little high. It sold for
$9,000. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good though.
Yeah. Number nine on the list is very interesting. And again, this is just interesting to compare because the same period that we were just talking about in the Bronze Age. House of Secrets number 92. Now, what do you think happened in House of Secrets 92, Ashley? It's the first appearance of a DC Comics character in 1971.
Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing?
What's your answer?
Swamp Thing.
Final answer?
I guess.
You are correct.
Oh, God.
It's either,
but it felt too early for John Constantine.
Mm-hmm. It is the first appearance of Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing had an unsuccessful television show.
Now, interestingly enough, it is not the first appearance of, at the time, his real name was Alex Olson. He was a Victorian-era scientist.
Yeah, but that's different, right?
And then two issues later, he was resurrected as Swamp Thing. This is very interesting. This tracks with me, that House of Secrets was Swamp Thing. Because Swamp Thing, later, I think, got its huge boon and became the character that we all know in the 80s under the Alan Moore run.
Yes, and then has had, like, a couple good ones since then.
What do you think House of Secrets sold for? It is above $5,000.
$10,000.
You can go higher. It is at $14,000.
Oh, damn.
I'm never going to give you close.
I suppose all of these are only going to get more expensive as we go along.
That is correct.
So I should not have guessed lower than I guessed last time.
So now you know the answer is at least higher than
$14,000. Okay.
Is that enough?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is me shooting in the dark, so nothing you say is
all right, no more clues then. All right.
That's fine.
Number eight is very interesting. It's a Marvel anthology title called Werewolf by Night, number 32.
Is this the appearance of Morbius?
No, it's the first appearance of Moon Knight.
Ah, damn it.
Heavily requested character in the Mayan University.
Maybe our most requested
character. And maybe we're going to record an episode about it.
Who knows?
Basically, the story features Moon Knight confronting the werewolf. It's interesting. I think that the only reason why this is a high-selling issue is because of the announcement of the new Marvel Studios show. Ashley, what do you think this sold for?
$15,000.
Incorrect. $14,500.
I was so close on that one,
It's only $500 more. Yes, you are the closest you've ever been. number seven is... X-Men number 94.
First appearance of or death of?
Well, this is the first regular X-Men issue after giant size X-Men.
Oh, I see.
So this is actually considered to be
the best X-Men team of all time?
Well, it's actually, this is considered to be the official start of the reboot. I don't know why.
No, it's giant size. Look at the cover. It's giant size.
Well, it's funny because it actually says in the argument, so this is the new X-Men team of course, Nightcrawler and Colossus.
It's all the Claremont Wien characters.
And Cyclops. Yeah. Yes, Len Wein. But actually, most people would think that giant size X-Men would fetch a higher price. Incorrect. This is the one that sells the
most. It's because it's got a, I would rather have giant size X-Men though, personally.
The reason,
not that I'm looking to collect these
the
comics.
The reason why most people give this as the higher is because this is the first one where the other X-Men team doesn't appear.
Yeah.
So you know the number?
19,000.
You're too high.
17,000.
$15,000. They're only going up by $500 increments. Okay.
It's too much money for a comic book.
Number six.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is an issue that I have considered buying a couple of times, but not for these prices. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is The Amazing Spider-Man number 129. Now, Ashley, this is the first appearance of a Marvel Comics character, Amazing Spider-Man number 129. Who do you think this is the first appearance of?
It's like right after the death of Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jane? No way. That's stupid.
Mary Jane was around way before that. Gwen is 121.
I know she is. That's like one of the only Spider-Man numbers that I know.
I do not know the year.
It's fine. It wouldn't help me anyway.
This is a very famous
Vulture. No, he's way earlier.
Has a very famous yellow cover.
Yellow cover? Sandman?
Nope. This is the first appearance of the Punisher.
I don't know what that looks
like.
It
has a yellow cover. Punisher is standing on it with a gun.
Oh, and there's crosshairs, right?
And there's a scope on Spider-Man.
I would have never got that. It's higher than 15?
It's higher than 15.
16,700. 1,600.
I tried to give you a...
15,500.
Yes. I tried to give you a big clue last time where I was like, they're only going up by $500 increments. Because I knew this one was $15,500. Yes. Now, this, of course, is the first appearance of Punisher as a villain because he's hired by the Jackal. And then when Punisher figures out that Spider-Man is not a villain, he doesn't kill him.
Yeah.
All right. Ignore my clue.
Okay.
All right. Now, this one's going to be really hard to figure out who the first appearance of this one is.
Okay.
Number five is Hero for Hire number one. Who could that possibly be? Who is the first appearance of this guy?
Luke Cage or Iron Fist?
It is Luke Cage. That is correct. Yes. Iron Fist appears in another book.
Kung Fu, probably. Deadly Fist.
Iron Fist is not in this list, I believe. Yeah, so here, the first appearance of Luke Cage. It's called Luke Cage, Hero for Hire, the sensational origin issue. And Luke Cage is gritting his teeth pretty good.
It's funny, even though I said I didn't know what the Punisher one was, I know all these covers. Like, I can bring
them all
to mind. 17,500.
Go higher.
18.
Go higher.
5. 18,500.
Go higher.
19.
All right. 24,000.
Oh, wow.
It sold for 24,000.
Wow. Yep. Luke Cage.
Yep.
Shout out to Mike Coulter for making that happen.
Yep. Okay. The next number four is a tie-in comic book. Now, it is a tie-in to a very famous property. Came out in the 70s.
Star Wars.
Yes, this is Star Wars number one, but not...
The Jackson one.
Nope. This is Star Wars number one, but it's a variant of the first issue. So...
It's higher than 24.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to read the article. I do not know.
It's fine.
It just says rare variant of the
fine,
first issue.
Whatever. Who
I have
cares?
No idea what it is. Ashley, as you know, it you know
higher
it
than 24.
It has to be higher than 24.
26.
Hold on a second. You got it right! The price is right, Ashley! Well done!
Am I going to the showcase?
You get both showcases!
Woo! Where's my trip to that I won't be able to take
and
20,
a free
25.
Box of Rice-A-Roni. Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, is a proud sponsor of The Price is Right.
Spay and neuter your friends and neighbors.
You got it right.
About fucking time.
Well done. Okay, number
three. Everyone knows I love Star Wars.
Number three is Green Lantern number 76. Now, Ashley.
Is this Hard Traveling Heroes?
This is Hard Traveling Heroes.
Hell yeah.
But do you know what specific issue of Hard Traveling Heroes this is?
No.
There are two that pop out.
This is either My Ward is a Junkie.
Nope.
I don't know.
This is the infamous, famous cover where Green Arrow is firing the arrow into the battery.
Oh, you just meant what the cover. So, I know. That's the cover I was.
But
yes.
The moment is this is the infamous where the black man comes up to Hal Jordan and says, what
yes.
about the. You worry about the purple people and the blue people. What about the black skins? So you know that this is above
30.
26,000. Is that your guess?
Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect. You're close. It's 31,000.
Wow.
Yeah, 31,000.
That's like, there's been years where I haven't made that much.
Now, this is one I would have never predicted on this list.
Well, it's comic speculation.
But it makes sense because this character's first appearance is in the Bronze Age. Marvel Spotlight number 5 is the first appearance of this Marvel character that has been in two movies, and I don't know if they're showing up ever again. They have not been announced by Dazzler? Anything Marvel Studios. But they've been in two movies. They've had two
Emma
movies
Frost.
About themselves. They've had two movies about themselves.
Wolverine.
Two movies.
Phoenix.
Wolverine has had a trilogy. Dark Phoenix has had two. Title character movies. Two movies. As a very famous man named after a character on this list, who is the actor who plays this character.
What?
Talking about Ghost Rider. Nicholas Cage played Ghost Rider.
Oh, you said he was an X-Men.
No, he didn't.
I don't know fucking nothing about Ghost Rider.
All right, so you know the last... This
Jesus
first,
Christ, this is higher than 31,000 for this crappy character? Right.
This is higher than you think it is.
45,000.
Pretty close.
Fuck.
You're pretty close, but I'll give you one more. Go higher.
47.
You're really close. It's $48,500.
That's too much.
Yes.
Do you all know right. there's a Ghost Rider 2099 and the covers are like shiny enough to make you go blind?
I do. But it was bad.
I didn't mean any disrespect to anyone who loves Ghost Rider. I'm just baffled by
all
this.
All right, Ashley.
Okay.
This one is, you now know the list. You know everything except for the number one
spot. I mean, this has to be
spot.
Like 50 or over at this point.
Okay. But I'm going to see if you can guess this.
Oh, boy.
All right. You don't need to guess the comic book. Okay.
Okay.
All I will tell you is that this is an Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
It's an Incredible Hulk issue. It is the first appearance of a very...
Wolverine.
Ding, 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 ding.
He's the only character who appeared yep. in the Hulk who's not Hulk.
It is the first appearance of Wolverine, Incredible
is
Hulk.
Is this the actual first appearance or is this the cameo issue?
It's the first appearance.
Okay.
This is 181 because the other one he appears in the
180,
last page.
Yeah. He's the cameo in that.
All
yeah.
right. You know it's higher than 48,000. This is way higher than 48,000.
Okay, that was my question. I was like, is it more than 10 grand? 62.
I don't know if you heard the amount of A's I put in that.
75.
I said way
105.
I said way
200. $200,000.
Not as much. Why for 200?
150.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, Ashley, after several guesses, the price is right.
What do I win? Do I win the showcase? Can I spin the wheel?
Well, I can't give you the showcase on both of these because Oh, what happened to music? Oh, it went away.
I don't know. I'm not the one teching this.
But I'll give you a hearty handshake for this one. You're definitely getting that
a
box.
A hearty handshake?
You're getting that box of Rice-A-Roni on the second one. You'd won on the first one.
That's true.
Technically, if you've ever went on The Price is Right, you've won a prize, you could never come back. That's the official rules.
But that dude what knew all the prices came back a bunch.
Only as an audience member. Mm. Or he never got on stage. He only got on the what do you call the front row?
I have no idea. Contestants row?
Contestants row, you're correct. See, we're converting here.
See, I just want to meet your Carrie.
Well, patrons, what a great game of Price is Right. The theme song worked.
We'll play Plinko next week.
Oh, man.
And what's the terrible yodeling man? We'll do that the week after.
I don't know, mountain climber or something?
Yeah. Also a Pilates move.
Did you have fun on this episode?
Sure.
Yeah, is that a no?
Yeah, I didn't know if you were being like Bob Barker or not.
I was being serious.
Yeah, this is fun.
I have to say this. Listeners, thank you so much for supporting King Israelson on Patreon and our old stuff on Patreon. This is much funner than I thought it would be. Thank you, Ashley, for joining.
Sure. Thanks, Bob, for hosting.
Don't forget to get your pet spayed and neutered and control the pet population. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And bye-bye, super friends.